AP Radio News. I'm Diane Keplay. Plows and snow blowers working overtime to try to keep up with historic snowfall from New York to the Carolinas. And officials all along the East Coast are telling people just to stay where they are, just to ride out the storm. There's a ban on travel in effect in New York City, and transit systems throughout the East are closed. In Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser says for now, the power is staying on.
We have reported our concerns about power outages, and I'm pleased to say that we have no reports of power out in Washington, D.C. at this time.
In New Jersey, coastal areas have been inundated by snow and high water. Governor Chris Christie.
The only place where we're having any kind of significant street flooding is very, very far south in Cape May County. Places like Avalon and Stone Harbor, Sea Isle City. We've got some significant street flooding there.
In other parts of the East, motorists were stranded for hours on interstate highways, and there have been hundreds of crashes reported throughout the region. At least a dozen people have died in storm-related accidents. While the East deals with the snowstorm, there is concern in California following the escape of three dangerous inmates. Orange County Sheriff's Department spokesman Jeff Halleck.
Last night at about 9 o'clock, we discovered that three inmates at the Central Men's Jail here at the Central Jail Complex were unaccounted for.
The three are charged with violent crimes, including torture and murder. In Wisconsin, a 5-year-old boy was shot and killed while riding in the back seat of his father's car. The boy was killed after an SUV pulled up alongside the car and someone opened fire. The boy was shot at least once in the abdomen. Americans apparently are not convinced that Washington has the ability to solve the nation's problems. A new AP-NORC poll finds 60% of the people responding had only slight confidence or none at all that the federal government can make progress on solving problems this year. This is AP Radio News. A difference of tone today on the campaign trail in Iowa. Hillary Clinton is softening hers in regard to her differences with her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders.
When my esteemed opponents say, what we need to do is to reintroduce something called Glass-Steagall from the 1930s, and we need to break up the big banks, we already have the authority to do that.
She says it's already covered in the Dodd-Frank bill. Donald Trump on the GOP side is turning up the rhetoric.
My people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Candidates from both parties are increasing their level of campaigning in Iowa, with the caucuses now just over a week away. There may be another candidate in the presidential race. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is reportedly looking into running as an independent. I'm Diane Keplay, AP Radio News.